they looked the most them at this tournament, in my opinion. So we're hopefully on the right track to peak at the right time. So yeah, we have the tough tournaments before, but now moving forward, hey, are we getting there? Are we peaking at the right time? I'm thinking so.
How do you plan that out?
That's a great question. That's all. That's every coach's goal is, you know, you want to peak your guys at the right time. You know, and how do I do that? And, you know, I'm still learning, you know, and it's cultivating the love for the sport still and not being just drained of training and just getting the guys excited to do well, you know.
Because that training is so hard, they can get worn out and exhausted.
You could just get mentally drained of just being constantly getting beat up. You know, you know, wrestling is the hardest because you have to put in the effort in order to see the success. So if you only put in this half effort, you're only going to get half the success. Mm-hmm. And you could see that if you did that and you go out and wrestle and you're like, oh man, I shouldn't have lost. It was like, well, have you put in the effort? And I'm real with a lot of my kids. I'm very real. I'm like, yeah, you probably could have, but have you been training that hard in the room, or have you been, you know, pretty lax?
Mm-hmm. So, tell me about some wrestlers that you've seen really grow and improve.
Really, it's like my whole team, right? Especially from the start to now. One I would point out right now is my senior Jonas Anderson. In the beginning of the year, he took a pretty tough loss. You know, he's third in region. And the two guys that are in front of him are 1 and 2 in number at state. So he's kind of right at number 3 in state, right? And the person that he had lost to originally from Haynes, he lost pretty decently the first time, but the second time turned it around. Ultimately lost, but that just shows me the growth, that he came into it with a battle plan, not just kind of winging it. He came into it mentally prepared and ready to roll. You know, he didn't go and throw a fit when he lost. He just, like, he took it, he understood it, he studied his film, and he went after and got it, right? And then, like, another person would be Caden Duke, right? Caden is my junior, and this year he started off pretty sloppy. To be just fully honest, he started off sloppy. But the turnaround is that he's always been a very good technical wrestler, but having the confidence at this new weight, because he was 145 last year, he's 160 now, that's 15 pounds of growth. You know, maybe that takes that much longer to learn what 15 pounds more on your body is like. Yeah, all my kids are doing great. You know, I have nothing but good things. It's just I want them to – we have 2 weeks off now. We have this weekend off. We have Thanksgiving weekend off. And then we go to Wrangell, you know, and I don't want to fall back in these 2 weeks of kind of downtime. You know, so we're gonna hit it hard still.
How do you incorporate Thanksgiving into your workouts?
Really, really hard workout after Thanksgiving. Oh yeah, you guys ate all that pie? Okay, we're gonna run for a while.
Do you have anything else you want to add?
All my kids did great. Jonas took third. Caden Duke took fourth. Angus did not place, unfortunately. I had a freshman that Eli Anderson that took second. And Laquelle Deinhardt took third. So we ultimately, as a team of 8 or 9, we are still right there in the running.